Okay, our first speaker to this section of the CLAR is Michelle O'Neill.
I'm delighted to open up this section of the Ardash CLAR today. Sinn Féin stands with women. The recent repeal result was for all women. It was for the forgotten women of the mother and baby homes. It was for the women that were being failed in a crisis. It was for the mothers that were forced to give up their babies against their will. It was a vote for compassion. It was a vote to say loud and clear that women will never be left behind again. Can I say from the outset of this debate that there is a place for everyone in Sinn Féin? The debate on a woman's right to access abortion services is a serious one. It's an emotive one. And for some, this has been a difficult issue. But it's imperative that we address these complex issues in a calm and in a considered way, based on evidence and on reasoned argument and in the most comradely of ways. We recognise that there are strongly held views on this issue, but we must face the reality that the lives of some women are placed in danger and real risk due to their pregnancy. During the recent referendum campaign, I was struck by the scores of women that came forward and told their personal stories. At an event that Mary Lou and I were at in Dublin, a mother told her personal story. She told her experience of how her daughter had taken an abortion pill. And when she found her daughter alone in her bedroom, she was seriously ill. And that mother was faced with a choice: to seek medical care for her daughter and face the reality that she would be criminalised and brought before the courts, or to seek the medical advice. That mother was powerless. Her daughter begged her not to ring for support from a doctor. No mummy should ever be faced with that choice. No family should ever find themselves in that situation. And that story is not unique. There are many, many stories like that. Look at the case of Sarah Yurt, a young woman from the north of Ireland who had a diagnosis of fetal abnormality. That young woman and her mother and her family had to try and find the money to go to England to get healthcare. That is not good enough. Our women should not have to go to other shores to get medical care, which they should have here at home, close to their family circle and their support network. I think one of the most powerful messages of the Together for Yes campaign was that a woman in your life needs your yes. It was so powerful because it's true. Not one of us standing here today could predict that if we or our sisters, our daughters or our friends find ourselves in one of these difficult situations. But if we ever did, don't we all want to have compassionate healthcare for those people? The motion that has been put forward by the Ard Cóiliúil makes sense. It's based on expert medical evidence and would allow us to legislate in a compassionate way for women, women who are in crisis. Because that's what this debate is all about. It's not about opening floodgates. It's not about pro-life or pro-choice, because we're all pro-life. It's not about labels or it's not about rhetoric. It's about very real and very tragic scenarios. It's about providing care and compassion. It's about trusting women to make the best decisions for themselves and for their families. The current party policy supports the availability of abortion where a woman's life, health, mental health is at risk, and in the cases of fetal abnormality and in the cases of rape or sexual abuse. The Ard Cóiliúil motion is about how we give legislative effect to that policy. The reason that the Ard Cóiliúil is putting forward this motion is because it's not possible to legislate for abortion in the case of rape in a compassionate way, or to deal with the situation where women and teenage girls are purchasing abortion pills online and then taking them without any kind of medical supervision. The motion supports the stance that's been set out by the Oireachtas Committee. We didn't put in the specific gestation period of 12 weeks because the legislation itself could be amended. And rather than come back to another Ardash, the Ard Cóiliúil would ensure that any legislation was in line with party policy. And of course, any substantive change to party policy would always have to come back to the membership at an Ardash. To ensure that we have cohesion on this serious matter and that there is consistency of approach, we are asking that the Ard Cóiliúil oversee the approach taken in political institutions. I want to delegates address the issue of conscience, and I think there's a lot of misinformation on the whole issue of conscience. No one is saying that members can't have a conscience. I have a conscience. Everybody in this room has a conscience. And you're entitled to have your viewpoint respected. We all are. But there's a distinct difference between our own personal views and then our role as legislators. There's a distinct difference there. During the recent referendum campaign, the party showed a huge degree of latitude, which ensured that we maintained cohesion, while at the same time being able to go out and articulate the party position and ensure that we were to the fore of the repeal campaign. Mary Lou McDonald was outstanding in the repeal campaign. She showed huge leadership and respect to all points of view. While this was challenging in terms of the approach which the party took, it was the right approach for us to take. As a legislator, I, like many of my colleagues in the Assembly or in the Dáil, in the Shannon or in Europe, have a responsibility to fulfil our role in the interest of all people, not only those people who may share our religious or our moral or ethic outlook on any given issue. It's not right that I or anybody on any section of society should seek to impose our outlook on anyone else. So it is possible, delegates, for everybody to have their own conscious position on this issue. But it's also important that the party has a position, which is upfront and people know what it is. As a legislator, that is something that we will then go on to vote together. That is what, and I believe that if we take this approach, that is what will provide cohesion and maintain our credibility. Other political parties have failed to address this issue. They have failed to show political leadership. They have ducked and they've dived. But Sinn Féin refused to hide. We address this issue with compassion and we will show the leadership that's required. We are unique amongst the parties in that our members decide our policy. We must respect that and recognise that we're not independents. We are the Sinn Féin Party. We are Sinn Féin elected representatives and activists first and foremost. I am proud of our party. I am proud that our membership sets our party policy. We are a grassroots movement. We are not a parliamentary party. We will not make that distinction. So let's have this debate. Let's show compassion for the issue. Let's show compassion and respect for each other.
Gormaugat Leshuk Dan, Michelle O'Neill. It's definitely worth the wait.
I'm definitely not the Cán Corlea, but I did contest for it once. My dear friends, a Hyakti Ilik, the issue of abortion, and specifically the when and where it can be or should be accessible, has been both difficult and divisive for Republicans, just as it has been across Irish society, north and south, throughout all my years of political activism and adulthood. I have always been and remain a for-life person. And as Michelle has just said, who isn't? And that has not changed. But what has changed? And I explained this in the course of the recent repeal, the 8th referendum campaign, is that I could no longer be a party to forcing others, Irish women and girls, to hold to my sense of what was right or what was best. And how could I even know what was best in any and all the myriad of challenging and crisis situations that do present in the lives of many women, our neighbours, friends and work colleagues, and women and girls in our families or extended families too. While many have been impacted and affected, where they are either directly involved or have been consulted because of a crisis pregnancy in their family or circle, the greater number of us have never had to face the very difficult decisions that arise when a woman's health or well-being is at risk, or she is a victim of rape or incest, or where there is no prospect of life after birth, a most tragic diagnosis for any woman and any couple, as the case may be. We as a party have had a policy position on all of these circumstances, some over many years, and in the case of fatal fetal abnormality, adopted at our Ardesh in Derry in 2015. I was, as our then health spokesperson, the proposer of that change. In order to be able as a party to put into effect our policy position on this most challenging of issues, we had to support the campaign to repeal the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. That was the logical outworking of our position. It was also, in my opinion, the right thing to do. I appeal to delegates and members of Sinn Féin generally to recognise that the further logical step that we must now take, recognising and respecting the wishes of the electorate in the recent referendum, is to support and adopt Motion 93 on today's CLAR. It is not only the logical thing to do, it is also once again the right thing to do, allowing our legislators to positively and responsibly engage in the follow-through legislative process and in accordance with our policy as determined by this body. We have, as a society, a duty of care to all women and girls, including and very especially those who are faced with a crisis pregnancy, whatever the circumstances. Care and compassion are important, but support and services are what is needed. We must all commit to do all we can as public elected representatives and activists in our own communities to help keep crisis pregnancies at an absolute minimum. And we must also help ensure the very best supports are in place for women, allowing them a real choice that favours the pregnancy if such is possible in her circumstances. Comrades, when you've examined this issue carefully, you consider the proposals here before us today, there is less divides us on this issue than some of you may think. I urge you to support Motion 93 and Motion 94, but Motion 93 especially, because placing your trust in us, your frontline elected representatives, is quite clearly the decision that we need here today. This is likely, on a personal note, the last Ardesh that I will address as an elected representative of this party. And I've been doing that for the past 33 years as an elected member, an elected representative of Sinn Féin. What I want to say is that I will be back, God willing, for many years to come. And that is what I am urging you to commit to here today. Whatever your intentions, whatever your decision on these motions, you are valued, you are needed, and we want to see you all back year after year. Atarja, I urge you to give your full support to motions 93 and 94, let us continue to march on together. Gurumila Mahigav Galer.
Okay, a minute and a half.
My name is Cathy Power and I'm representing the O'Malley Russell Common from Dublin Central. Comrades, it's only 3 weeks ago since the women in the South had a very heavy burden lifted from their shoulders with the resounding yes vote to repeal the Eighth Amendment. We didn't even know how heavy the burden was until it was lifted, and we all feel much better for it. In this party, we were delighted and proud, bursting with pride, in fact, at the role played by Mary Lou at every turn, everywhere we went. Everywhere we went on the campaign, out on canvases, we're together for yes, and on our own canvases, we heard praise of her, and we were so delighted with it. She stood up and she fought back against the Eighth. But we all felt that she had symbolically stood up against the appalling way that women have been treated down the decades in this country. For years and even decades, in this party, we saw our comrade Daisy Mules, for whom there a bull of bus as well, I might say. propose a right to choose motion at every Ardesh, only to see it voted down. We weren't ready, it seems, at that stage to trust women. But that yes vote in the South, the 1,429,981 people who voted to trust women, that showed us that the people of Ireland had actually moved past us. The voters showed us that they trusted women. And now it's time for us to do the same collectively. We'll show that trust today by passing motion 93. And we'll do it collectively by passing 93. And if it passes, then it should be binding on all elected reps. Mike Cummins democratically decided to propose a motion to this Ardesh, asking that elected reps not go forward for re-election unless they were prepared to stand by the democratically taken decisions of the party. However, the motion was omitted from the clerk. And on behalf of my Cumann, I'd like to just have that noted here by you. I urge delegates to reject motion 95. We are a democratic, disciplined, revolutionary political party, not a club. We gather Thank here you. To decide our policy, and it's binding on us all. Those of us who have a womb feel it very deeply that the only issue on which some people are seeking a conscience clause is Time's on up. Women's health and bodily autonomy. I urge you to reject 95. As we chanted on the streets of this fair city last Sunday, when women's rights are under attack, stand up, okay. Fight back.
Thank you. I don't want to have to keep reminding people to stick to the time. I'm asking you to have respect for your comrades and stick to the time allotted, please.
My who, Cathy? Quite the Galster, Corley Camther, from Huey, speaking in favour of 93 and 94 and against 95. A horja, at the core of this conversation lies the stark reality. A society and a system which for far too long has shamed, stigmatised and silenced Manon Ahern. But the Irish people on May 25th awoke determined and angry and assembled and together they shattered the shackles which suppressed us for far too long. Together, 1,429,981. Quietly confident that the people of Ireland recognised the very painful and personal reality, and they voted Ta for Manah. And together, standing in solidarity in the grounds of Dublin Castle, we saw our citizens and they were shaken as tears silently rolled down their cheeks as the 66% yes vote came in. Together, by a landslide, the Irish people made history, and together we said no more. No more will we be criminalised and stigmatised. No more will our reproductive rights be capitalised and commercialised. And no more fundamentally will we be denied our right to decide. Our citizens spoke, and they spoke with care, and they spoke with compassion and with concern. We in Sinn Féin must once again reiterate that message here today. We have never, nor will we ever be silent in the face of injustice. At the core of this conversation lay a stark reality. a history of shame, suffering and silence. But in the words of the late, great Seamus Heaney, once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up and hope and history rhyme. Aharja agus chomradaithe, this is our time. We will ensure the fundamental rights of all of our citizens. Onwards to a united Ireland of equals. Ní Saoirse Gan, Saoirse na Mban, Gurramíle Maíag of Galair.
My hu clap. Alan Nort, National Women's Officer for Ógra Shin Féin, speaking against Motion 95. 1,429,981 people voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment. To pass this motion would be nothing but disrespectful to that mandate. 75% of Sinn Féin members supported the repeal of the Eighth. To pass this motion would be nothing but disrespectful to them. Last November, we all sat in the RDS and listened to the arguments for and against this motion. Majority of delegates present voted against it. To even submit this motion again, let alone pass it, is utterly disrespectful to party membership. Acarja, this is a difficult topic for everyone, but so are a lot of topics. If we were to allow a free vote on this, what else would we allow a free vote on? Sinn Féin are a political party, not a social club. Elected representatives are selected to run by grassroots membership to represent us, for public reps to speak out against party policy which has been democratically decided is nothing but insulting to the people who put them where they are. We need to remain steadfast in our full support for women and the struggles they face. Ní Nárca Cúrla Céile Acarja. Therefore, I'd encourage us all to support Motion 93 and oppose Motion 95. Gurramíle Maíag.
Dhéanamh, it's me, Chanel Poland, National LGBTQI Plus Officer for Ógra Shin Féin, speaking in favour of Motion 93, 94 and against Motion 95 on behalf of the National Youth Committee. We have a proud history of standing up for people's rights, the rights of the nationalist people in the North, the right to marriage equality and the right to language rights, and we proudly put forward policies for the betterment of everyone in society. But on this issue of women's health, we are falling behind while the Irish people lead. This party needs to fully trust women. We cannot be progressive and trust women only in certain circumstances. Therefore, there needs to be choice without borders, free, safe and legal. However, what's missing from this debate that this is just not a singular women's issue? Yes, it's predominantly women who need to access abortion services, but members of the LGBTQI plus community need to access abortion as well. We are feeling our transgender men and non-binary individuals who also face the risk of a crisis pregnancy which is totally at odds with their gender expression, as having a uterus does not automatically mean you're a woman. Subsequent legislation in Dáil Éireann needs to be inclusive of transgender men and non-binary individuals, as the T in LGBTQI+ has too long been forgot about. Motion 95 is the biggest threat to internal democratic mechanisms and unity of this party. Elected representatives do have the right to have their own views on certain matters, but you are not elected to represent and legislate for yourself. You are elected to represent Sinn Féin and legislate based on facts, not your moral standpoint.
Okay, so, thank you.
Thank you. Go on, Mr.
Janice Boylan, Dublin Central, Cúrla Cantar. I'm speaking today in support of Motion 93 and against 95. The question was put to the people in the 26 counties. The majority said yes to support women and trust them. It's now up to us to further that and make sure that legislation reflects this. Our policy needs to be in line with this result. Mary Lou MacDonald led our membership on this issue in a respectful and dignified way. Our membership went out with Together for Yes and drove the campaign home. We won the vote fairly and respectfully. Trusting and respecting women to make decisions they have to make is a core part of this journey. It's not finished, it's just starting. And the North is next. People, when they are at home, can have whatever opinion they want. they already have a conscience. However, as elected representatives, we are tasked with promoting party policy that was reached in a democratic manner. So, Cairdhe, I'm asking you today to vote yes for motion 93 and no to motion 95. Gurama Gwith, Cairdhe.
Chair, comrades, Daisy Mules, speaking for the first time as a delegate from the Martin McGuinness Common in Derry. This is a very emotional debate, and I find myself very emotional in it. It's been a long progress in our party. I am delighted to be able to support motion 93 and 94 on behalf of McCommon. Congratulations to all of you, the amazing women and many men who have got us into this position. On behalf of McCommon, I'd like to specifically address the last sentence of motion 93. Many of us were horrified to hear and see Sinn Féin elected reps speak out publicly against party policy during the weeks leading to the referendum. What was very disturbing was watching and hearing on TV and radio our elected reps campaigning against Sinn Féin party policy. Comrades, this is totally unacceptable. During the 80s and early 90s, I represented Sinn Féin on speaking engagements and tours in England, Scotland, and Texas. As someone who has supported a pro-choice position since the late 60s, I was nevertheless expected to defend Sinn Féin's total opposition to abortion, as it was then, at every public meeting. I did, with great difficulty, it has to be said, but I did. My point is, comrades,
We need to wind it up.
If we choose to belong to a party with specific policies, then in the public domain, speaking on behalf of our party, we defend these policies. If we disagree with them, we come to Ardeshan to argue our point to change policy, as we've been doing since the early 80s.
Okay, time is up.
Just finish, because all the clapping has interrupted me. Just literally, I timed my speech and it was
everybody has to get the same amount of time.
Sure. Comrades, nobody in our party should have a special place in the sense of not being accountable.
Okay, I don't want to have to interrupt people, but I will if I have to.
This is my last sentence. Must no longer permit elected reps to speak out publicly against party policy. And elected reps need to look to their own behaviour and stop undermining our party. Please support 93, 94
Thank
and
you.
Reject 95.
Megan Fearn, Éireann Armagh. I'm supporting motion 93 and opposing motion 95. When it comes to women's healthcare, I believe that those who are arguing against this motion 93 are essentially saying to a woman, I know what's best for you. But I would say, you know what's best for you. I will never ever judge another person's life because quite frankly, it is not mine. This is about safe access to healthcare and treating not only women, but each other with compassion. Gone are the days when women are treated as criminals and ostracised from their own communities. Women must be looked after and cared for here at home in every part of this island. But Cairdhe, in short, I'm voting yes to motion 93 because I trust women. On motion 95, I've heard people say, why don't Sinn Féin trust their elected representatives? What are Sinn Féin afraid of? And I have to say, I find that more than a bit confusing, because we are Sinn Féin. The people in this room are Sinn Féin. Our 10,000 other members are Sinn Féin. Together, we decide what our policy is. In this room, everyone's vote is worth the same. I have the honour to be an elected rep for this party, and as a legislator, I will take my lead from you. I'm not interested in creating a parliamentary party or a hierarchy because it's not who we are. Of course, members are allowed to have their own opinions and people have been given more than enough space to do that. But this is solely about legislating on this issue. And I believe that in that sense, a conscience vote is a cop-out. We're elected to make the law for everybody. We've never shied away from showing leadership before. And by the way, if you truly believe that this is an issue of personal conscience, surely you'd let women decide for themselves based on their personal conscience too.
Louise O'Reilly, Boland Harford Cumann, TD for the constituency of Dublin Fingal, speaking in support of Motion 93 and against Motion 95. Comrades, in the 26 counties, we have just concluded a debate with regard to women's rights and the Eighth Amendment. Our party conducted itself with dignity during that debate under the leadership of Mary Lou MacDonald. Our members stood up for women. They stood with women and they represented your views as decided by you at our Ardesh. Last year, I spoke against a conscience motion. I said, we are Sinn Féin, not May Féin. And I say it again, we are Sinn Féin. We are not May Féin. This is where we come to make decisions. We debate, we discuss, and then we vote, and that vote guides our legislators and our elected representatives. Comrades, we must legislate for the lived reality of Irish women. We must legislate for what is happening. We cannot turn a blind eye to the women on any part of this island. Motion 93 brings our policy in line with the real world and in line with the lived reality for women. Now is the time for unity of purpose. Now is the time to stand up for women. Erai Glyn Lekela, August Namana Abu.
Brendan Hodgers, Chris McCabe, Common Sarah Armagh. Comrades, in 1983, I was husband to Sheila Hodgers and father of Gemma, our third daughter, who was lost with her mother in March of 83. This is when the only available decision that was there for Sheila was the intervention made by the medics that they would withdraw her cancer treatment. We lost both of them 2 months before the current legislation was passed in referendum. Comrades, I haven't come to this rostrum to retell the story. It is a matter of public record, has been since 1983, along with all the other horror stories that we have listened to over the whole debate. I've come to encourage Conference to support Motion 93 and 94 and reject Motion 95. We must not leave this conference with a rerun of the differences that was to manifest in a seismic public vote in favour of reform, the result of which must now be transformed into legislative practices. To do otherwise would condemn another generation of girls and women to decades of neglect and inequalities. Like the Orange State, comrades, it's not coming back. They know that. Hospital committees are not coming back. Bishop's contract for medical workers are never coming back. That's gone. So let us, through the adoption of Motion 93, empower our leaders to put compassion, care and science in the hands of our medical profession in the name of human rights and justice for our mothers, sisters, aunts, who deserve nothing less. My hope.
It's Misha Muriel and Campbell. Mulgrew McCracken come in North Belfast and Belfast City Council. Firstly, I'd like to say a big Gormila Mayagav to the 1,429,981 people who voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment. If I had had a vote, it would have been 1,429,982. But hey, partition sucks. What also sucks is the outdated legislation surrounding reproductive health for women across this country. In the 26 and the 6, it's time to change, it's time to trust women. Comrades, I've spoken at a number of Ardaish now, including 1995, when I was a wee child. But then I spoke on behalf of the only all-woman coming in the party. I talked about how we were oppressed as women prisoners, but also further burdened by legislation that did not give us control of our own bodies. Our motion was defeated. That common of 20-odd women over the years have become full-time activists, councillors, MLAs, ministers, and even an MEP. And over the years, motion support and choice were defeated at different Ardeshna. None of us walked away. None of us done solo runs.
Okay, time is up, Muriel.
We followed party policy, even when it did not reflect our own personal opinion. We did that because we're members of Sinn Féin, not independents. I know from experience our strength...
Time is up, Muriel.
I know from experience our strength in the various chambers where we represent you as a party united, a party that speaks with one voice. Your
okay.
voice. Don't
Muriel,
alter
thank
that.
You.
Oppose motion 95 and support 93.
Thank you.
Mahu Muriel. Corla Ray the Cronin or Ruth Hackett coming in Monud Kundakadara. Pomer Larth the Vavar Ruin Noka 3, Augusta Kahar, Augusta Guinea Ruin Noka Sakuig. In my opinion, the last point of Motion 95 is in direct conflict with the last paragraph of the Orth Corla Motion 93, which reflects, by the way, the outcome of the repeal of the Eighth Amendment. Again, Motion 95 may look reasonable, and you could even be forgiven for not noticing that it's another conscience motion. We have just been through a well-debated referendum campaign. The people in the 26 counties made their decision. Irish people, with a vote, listened to them. And we came out in a landslide to tell them that we heard them loud and clear. This has been a long campaign, but it's been a hard-fought campaign within our party too. A few years ago, I remember Sinn Féin TDs withdrawn from the Dáil and abstaining from a vote on fatal fetal abnormality after what must have been a difficult statement from Mary Lou explaining that we had an Ardeish coming up. This wasn't easy for elected reps and ordinary members indeed who are pro-choice. It wasn't easy to take the flak, but we did. We did it because
okay,
we understand our strength is in our unity. We did it because we understand struggle and because we believe in the integrity of our party. No elected rep in a democracy can put their conscience over the expressed will of the people after a referendum. The message of the yes assent to women was a message
okay.
of compassion, and
your
it must
up.
Not be dishonoured by a Sinn Féin TD placing their conscience above their clearly expressed will.
I'll remind delegates again, please stick to the time in fairness to your comrades. Look at your speech now, and if you think it's more than a minute and a half, cut out the bits that you can.
My who, Rita. Councillor Sarah Holland, Devlin Plunkett, Cumann, Avaroon, Noha Tree. We all ran a gauntlet in the way in here, a group of people displaying bloody, graphic images. They're not there to care for anyone. They're there to shame women. They're there to stigmatise women. They're there to make us look away. But the Irish people didn't look away. Republicans didn't look away. We saw years of a patriarchal society shaming and stigmatising women. We saw Magdalene laundries, mother and baby homes. We saw the tomb babies. We see the teenager ordering pills online and taking them in a room on her own. We see women going to the airport or going to the ferry on their own. We saw forced adoptions. We saw the cervical smear scandal. We saw the attempts to make us the other because we have wombs. And we said no. No more shaming women. No more judging women. Yes to healthcare. yes to compassion, yes to empathy, yes to equality, yes to Motion 93, in good conscience, trust women.
On the Rosford Cahirlach Ogrehin Fein Balyah Clea. A Cumradihe, I would like to raise my opposition to motion number 95. A core tenet of Sinn Fein is that the membership is the voice of the movement. Our party's democracy strengthens our cause and defines who we are. Motion 95 flies in the face of what Sinn Fein is about. Nobody's views in this party supersede this Ardesh, no matter what position they're elected to. Motion 95 feigns concern for the cohesion of the party, when the reality of the recent repeal campaign tells us otherwise. True cohesion comes from speaking with one voice. We need only look to our political enemies to see why this motion must be rejected. Flouting democracy in favour of personal opinion only sows the seeds for division, anger and frustration. The cohesion of our movement, the discipline that so terrifies our political foes, hinges on the failing of Motion 95. Our representatives are supposed to be the voice of this Ardesh, so reject 95. Níon Yart Cucur Le Chéile, strengthen unity. Motion 95 would only pave the way for division, apprehension and weakness when at this crucial time
okay, you need to wind it up.
Unity, confidence, and strength. So please reject 95. Gramahagi.
Gramahagat.
Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest. It is a great privilege to be elected to represent our party, but being a TD also comes with responsibility. I didn't get elected to Dáil Éireann by myself. Sinn Féin activists worked hard to win the seat that I hold. They leafleted, they postered, they canvassed and they raised funds, and they gave an enormous amount of their precious free time. Every single one of us who is elected to represent our party is here because of you, the Sinn Féin activists. So when I stand up in the Dáil, and when I speak and when I speak and I vote for you. That is why you and only you get to decide what Sinn Féin policy is. Every single one of us has the same voice and the same vote at this Ardesh. And in the most democratic of ways, we agree our policy. That's not just a formality, it is a core value of our party. Motion 95 seeks to undermine that core value. It seeks to take away your right to decide our policy. I urge you all to oppose it, and I also urge you to trust women and support motions 93 and 94. Gura mai agat.
Fergal Donnelly, Robert Emmett Cumann, Rathgareth Mines, speaking in favour of Motion 93 and against Motion 95. Delegates, we took part in one of the most effective grassroots movements in the history of the state and Together for Yes. Many people in this room were out canvassing twice in one day with Together for Yes and their local Sinn Féin organisations. The just under 67% of people who voted yes in the recent referendum represented the first time that we truly stood for women's rights. Let us continue to stand for women's rights and listen to the will of the people in supporting the Ard Cuaillíos Motion 93. On the issue of conscience votes, let us not forget that while there are those who would vote to deny a woman's right to choose, there are also those who would vote to deny the right to have a referendum in the first instance. Our elected reps are elected to fulfil a mandate which is born in this room. The people in this room, Sinn Féin activists one and all, determine party policy. And conscience votes to subvert the will of our party members have no place in Sinn Féin. Comrades, we are strongest when we stand together. Now let us continue to support and fight for women's rights. I ask you to support Motion 93 and reject Motion 95. For Amina Mayu Galer.
Oisín O'Connell, New Ross O'Hanrahan. Acardia. Speaking in favour of Motion 95 with reference to 93, although I want to emphasise it is independent of it. An issue is that Motion 93 seems to effectively place the default value of the unborn, however we regard it, at zero. To find that problematic, it is only necessary to regard that value as greater than zero. Motion 93 implies that because it is admittedly unlikely that we can legislate for certain circumstances, it is therefore impossible for the state or community that it represents to have any actual say in the process. It seems to reduce the entire question of when human rights begin and when sentience and consciousness become worth protecting to a medical issue, but one entirely absent from such concerns. This is a deeply ideological decision, a value judgment collectively made. If by default it is to imply and assign a zero value, that value judgment will cascade through all the institutions of the state. I do appreciate that there is a valid concern too, that if we allow conscientious objection to this, where does it stop? But I do think that this fear is misplaced. This subject is one of relatively few where we have a unique overlap of some of the great questions of humanity for the last millennia. History demonstrates it is a duty of thinking people to question and challenge any consensus or majority on these questions.
Okay, I need to wind it up.
It is a contradiction to advocate both for intellectual and cultural diversity and to prevent functional dissent on such uniquely contested topics. No matter what your sincerely held views on Motion 93,
okay.
I ask you please to vote in favour of Motion 95. Thank you.
Liam Reichenberg, Macrish McCabe, Cumann, South Armagh. Thanks. I too am asking for your support for Motion 95. When I joined Sinn Féin nearly 30 years ago, I did so for one reason: to see a free and united Ireland. I believe in order to achieve that, this party needs to be as open and inclusive to as many Irish people as possible. Okay? Everyone in this debate has called for respect and understanding for the other opinion. But where is the respect if we don't acknowledge that for some, this issue is a serious matter of conscience? And conscience is not something you can leave at the door when you enter a room, nor should it ever be. By not allowing a conscience vote on the issue of abortion, we are saying that this is a cold house for pro-life members. And we risk alienating members and voters needlessly. If you support Motion 95, the party won't collapse. The leadership won't be compromised. But the party will actually be stronger and more united, really, rather than just visually. Gurmag.
Rochelle Carroll, Sean Corcoran, Cumann, Kilchaman, County Mayo, speaking in support of motions 93 and 94 and against motion 95. 1,429,981. This is the number of people who voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment 3 weeks ago. This massive win has sparked a global awakening in Argentina, Australia, Gibraltar, and Northern Ireland. It has given the world hope. The citizens of Ireland are leading the way with our desire for basic human rights for everyone who lives here. I ask this Ardesh to support motions 93 and reject 95, because it will give our representatives the mandate to work on our behalf in the Dáil and the Seanad, and to get the legislation in place as quickly as possible. When we were travelling to our polling stations on the 25th, at least 10 people in the south were travelling abroad to access abortion services. People gave birth on that day under the Eighth Amendment. There were others who took illegal pills at home as we tallied the votes and celebrated the result. 3 weeks later and nothing has changed, and nothing will change until the legislation has been signed off. Until that happens, we must apply pressure on the government to make sure they do not roll back on their promises. We must ensure that the legislation is inclusive and intersectional, that abortion services must be accessible to all of those who need them, including those in direct provision, migrants, people in domestic violence situations, and everybody in between. And it's down to us to do this. And I want to show my solidarity to the North. The South is with you, and we are with you every step of the way.
Thank you.
Sorry, Ron Hayes, Ogra, Ireland, South Cooiga. I wish to speak briefly on motions 93 to 95. Having walked the streets and knocked doors during the recent referendum, I never in my wildest dreams could imagine that the people of the South would vote 2-1 to repeal the Eighth Amendment. Abortion and reproductive rights is not just a woman's issue, it is also a transgender issue, and in these terms, an even more sensitive issue. We must stand with our trans brothers and non-binary comrades so they can access the same quality of reproductive health care. Having repealed the Eighth in the South, the North cannot be left behind. We must organise and mobilise to repeal Sections 58 and 59 of the archaic 1861 Offences Against the Persons Act. And I say to those who tell me that the people didn't know what they were voting for, the referendum was fought on the draft legislation. The referendum was fought on 12 weeks. It was fought on fatal abnormalities. It was fought on compassion to the survivors of sexual crime. Please vote yes to 93, 94 and no to 95. This is the will of the people and we ignore it at our peril.
Ada Cusson, Tom Keeley Cummins, Selbridge, County Kildare. So I find myself here today supporting Motion 95, which asks that all Sinn Féin members be allowed to articulate and vote on the issue of abortion according to their conscience, and opposing Motion 93. And I ask, why are these motions in a category called Standing With Women? As if in order to stand with women, one must be pro-abortion. I am a woman. I stand with women. I also stand with the unborn. I am proud to stand with the 723,632 people who voted for life and against abortion. No popular vote can ever make it right to kill a child. Might does not equal right. Having a different opinion, in fact, has led to me being called a dissident quite recently. The 26 counties of Ireland has lost something beautiful and precious, the protection of the unborn. But we, the already born, did not lose on May the 25th. The unborn child did, the Selfini one. Why has our party position changed so radically? The bill heads within the general scheme of a bill to regulate for termination of pregnancy are extreme. Head 7, unrestricted abortion up to 12 weeks. Head 4, up to 24 weeks where there is a risk of serious health harm to the health or mental health of the woman. Head 6, no gestational limit. And today our calling motion proposes a party position that is even more extreme. No identified limited gestational age. Since the referendum, we are seeing our medics having to ask that where there is a risk that an unborn baby may experience pain in any capacity or degree, that pain relief should be administered to the baby prior to the abortion procedure. We are hearing the request from healthcare professionals that they should be permitted to strive to preserve the lives of the born alive following abortion. We have a situation right now where the Minister for Health has been asked to fully respect and protect the right to conscientious objection for all our healthcare professionals. So where, I ask you, where is our compassion now?
Okay, thank you.
Mental health, in her shoes, baby steps, all phrases that we heard. But what about the mental health of members who have choice
but to vote
against their conscience or get out? Walk in our shoes. I have more to say, but it's not coming.
Pierce Doherty, Art Corley, Lord Tagunya Roon, and Nuya Quig. Comrades, sometimes those in the establishment parties say in attempt to be disparaging that Sinn Féin is not a normal political party. And whatever about their petty attacks on us, we know as Republicans that there's an element of truth in that. We are different. As Republicans, we're not afraid of taking bold initiatives. We're not afraid of challenging the status quo, and we keep our promises. Yes, our party is different. We are, and we make no apology for it, the vehicle in which the ordinary people of Ireland will deliver change across our country. We are a people's movement by the people, for the people. And with that comes responsibility. It means we must be honest with the people. And being honest means presenting a unified platform and keeping our word. Keeping our word, not just on the easy issues, but on the tough ones as well. I completely accept that there are people within our great party who have difficulties with the issue of abortion. Some of you are very close friends of mine and comrades, and I respect your views. And we've always allowed for those views within the party to have a place in a way that they can be articulated, and that will continue. However, what we can't do is allow for Sinn Féin elected representative to shirk the responsibility and to opt out of our policy platform when it comes to making laws. Akarja, that is not what we are about. We are about delivery, not shirking our responsibilities. Members of our party, elected or not, can hold different views, and they have been given space to articulate those personal views. Members of our parties, elected or not, can vote in whatever way they want in the ballot box. That is a personal matter and a matter for them alone. But we can't allow a situation where you say one thing in our manifesto or you decide one thing at the Ardesh and elected representatives decide to do another thing in the Assembly or the Dáil. So that's not fair to you. It's not fair to the people who vote for us. Reject motion 95, support 93 and 94.
Carol Nicillin, North Belfast Corley Cantor, speaking against motion 95. As many have said previously, we have taken many difficult decisions over years on many issues, and these were issues that people held dear. But our strength lay in the fact that regardless of what we had to say, we talked things out at our Ardeshina and we left united and moved on, despite some of those differences. Freedom of conscience might seem like an easy solution where everybody can do whatever they want, but what would that actually mean? So let me tell you what it would mean. It would mean that a decision made democratically at this or previous Ardeshina by our delegates could be ignored by elected representatives who are elected by the people to represent them, and they could vote against the party, including in government. It would also mean the party spokespersons, quite frankly, would take lumps out of each other. And at a local level, it would mean delegates chosen by their Cumann and Corley Cantor to represent their views at Ardeshina could vote against the views of their own comrades in that democratic process. This would not only be deeply divisive, but it is and would be damaging to cohesion. In a local community, you could end up with one group of activists campaigning one way and another doing the opposite. And how would that be good for the party? This isn't about forcing anyone. This isn't about forcing anyone to change their opinion. Members are entitled to their views on this issue and any other. There's loads of flexibility already. As an elected representative, it allowed me to have my opinion on this issue as long as we led with the party in this position. So I urge people to oppose motion 95 for models.
Orlea Flynn, West Belfast MLA, speaking in support of motion 87, just to mix it up a wee bit. Akarja, I'm calling on delegates of this Ardesh to vote to endorse our All-Ireland policy document, A Vision for Women's Health. I am proud to have been part of the team working on this document, a policy document that is comprehensive and reflective of the changes that need to be made to our health systems if we are going to ensure equality for all. I know that different people will focus on different parts and elements of this document, and I am no different in that respect. Earlier today, I focused on the issue of mental health and suicide. In this section, I want to look at another aspect of our failing health systems, which needs to be addressed urgently. This policy document and motion 87 makes particular reference to the issue of vaginal mesh implants. Over the past year, I've had the honour of meeting with many women from right across this country who have been injured as a result of the emerging transvaginal mesh implant scandal, and I'm delighted to welcome members here today from the Mesh Ireland group to this Ardesh. These women have bravely shared their deeply personal stories and have helped to highlight a health scandal which is severely impacting the lives, health and well-being of many hundreds of women right across this island. But it's not solely a woman's issue. The courage of the women speaking out about such a personal matter has led a growing number of men with hernia mesh implants who are experiencing similar symptoms to contact our party also. They too are coming forward to demand their rights as well. Sinn Féin proudly stands alongside all those who have been failed by the health systems and campaign for a health service we can all be proud of. When we talk about addressing people's needs and addressing the inequalities in our society, what we are talking about is looking after the health and well-being of our people. So Akarja, I urge all delegates here today to please support motion 87. Gor Míle Maith Agaibh.
Thank you.
Akarja, Misha Enda Fanning, Devlin Plunkett Cumann, Rathfarnan Tempelog, Terry Nuir Ballyatlia, speaking as a Dublin Cúigad delegate as well. Akarja, on May the 1st, this year, 26 men and 5 women marched out of Leinster House. They crossed the road and they had a little photo shoot with their no banners and signs. They were the Fianna Fáil consciences. They were there to stand separated from their colleagues who were back in Leinster House scurrying around trying to organise their own photo shoot. And that, comrades, in a nutshell, is an example of what you get if Motion 95 is passed today, and I speak against that motion. Unlike other parties, our party votes democratically on party policies at Ardesh and Edmund. Now it seems that some, for about the fifth Ardesh, seek a shortcut to create their own personal policies within our party. Well, it simply doesn't work like that. For those of us who campaigned with the Together for Yes, there's little doubt that our party has been right on this issue. And I can tell you from the friend and foe political canvassers that the reaction to our leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, was phenomenal. Day in, day out, it was a pleasure to canvass. Having said that, I cannot ignore the elephant in the room, and a person I have great respect for, Padraig Tobin, was on the other side. And those who support Padraig, I have to say, today really should be a line in the sand. We are going to vote now on two motions, 95, 93 and 95. I think if you support 93,
you need to wind it up.
If you vote against 95, we should really draw a line in the sand. Come on.
Nolene Moran, North Care Cumann, speaking on motion number 90. The gender pay gap currently stands at 14%. Access to childcare has been identified as one of the leading factors pushing women into lower paid jobs with flexible hours, which leave many vulnerable to if and when type precarious contracts of employment. If we're serious about closing the gender pay gap, we need to identify ways to address access to affordable childcare. Motion 90 recognises that for many workers, childcare is expensive, and we know from our members who work in factories that creche opening hours are not compatible with shift work starting times, making childcare inaccessible to many workers. This is especially true for women, many of whom cannot return to work after having children because it either just doesn't pay them to do so with the high costs of childcare and low wages, or they do not have family they can lean on to drop their children to the creche when it opens, as they make their way to work hours earlier. Please support Motion 90, which calls for the introduction of a requirement that all IDA parks provide creche facilities within their designated areas to accommodate their workforce at a subsidised rate. If this government can subsidise giant profit-generating multinationals, we can surely look after those workers whose hard graft creates those profits too. Gurb Míle Maith Agat.
Councillor Greg Kelly, Charlie McGlade Cumann, Dublin City Council. I'm asking you today to support Motion 93 and to strongly reject Motion 95. I officially joined the party in 2009 after years of standing on the sideline because I believed Sinn Féin were the party for me. I believed in the members and I believed in the way that we conduct our business here. In 2013, I put my name forward to stand for the 2014 local elections to my local area, my local TD, Angus O'Shnuddick. Because I did so because I wanted to uphold Sinn Féin policy, and this is what I hopefully have done since the day I was elected. To give us a vote of conscience on any issue is just opening the floodgates, I think. Because what happens today if we vote to allow the conscience vote on abortion? Someone will come next year and ask for another one. And another one, and then all of a sudden we'll have a vote on conscience for everything. This, I believe, will damage the party. I stand as Sinn Féin councillor, not Councillor Greg Kelly independent. I stand for you. I stand for the policies that you decide. I listen to what you tell me here. I listen to what the members vote on, and I act on it. During the election campaign, I wore a badge. It said, "Trust women." And for all the female comrades here in the 26, I'm glad to say the people of Ireland trust you. During the election, I was asked, my son attended the Ardesh last night, he's 9 next week.
And I remember him asking me during the election, why am I wearing a badge saying trust women? Do I not trust women already? Does anyone not trust women? I was able to explain to him the process we go here and then why we need to trust women. I'm glad to say he met two of his heroes last night and he managed to get autographs off both of them, Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou. And Mary Lou,
thank
you. Pressure on you. He wants to join the party when he's 16. He wants to vote for you.
Okay, thank you.
He wants you to be Taoiseach by then because he trusts you.
Thank you.
Angus O'Snoddy Cumann, Seamus E. Kenneally. As whip of the party in the Dáil, I'm appealing to you, the delegates, to reject Motion 95. This is a repeat, basically, of motions which are put previous years and rejected rightly. To do otherwise, not to reject Motion 95, would be to deny you, the delegates, your rights to decide party policy in the future. Because if this is passed, elected reps could pick and choose which policy they would support and campaign for. The message should be very, very clear from this Ardesh. If you stand for Sinn Féin, you're elected for Sinn Féin, you will stand with the policy of the party as decided by the members here at this Ardesh. And you will also obey the whip when it is imposed upon you or as directed by the party membership. Simply, the cause of the cause of Ella, but Cora Goni Gamek Mass, Agna Una the Tuffa, the party show, Urifsha, Gana Boylan party, August McKinnah, Glock and Shipsha, Egardesh, Inia Gardesh, Goodane Loch, Quilla Blaine, Tokig the Ruin Noka Tree, August Noka Car, August Jultig the Ruin Noka Kuig, Bik Massava Koma, Air, on Million Caracade. Fihe noi mila dina agus octo noi octo hen dina a cha vota son ta tamil the shock no hen. Gola Margaret.
Gola Margaret.
Nula Toman, Burns McCurr, Toman, Cumann, Lurgan. Speaking in favour of Motion 93 and 94 and against Motion 95, I would like to commend Sinn Féin for showing real political leadership by standing up for women during the Repeal the Eighth campaign. And in particular, I would like to commend our President, Mary Lou MacDonald, for driving forward the debate on a national basis. And acting in support of all women, North and South. The people have spoken, and the resounding yes leaves us in no doubt. Women will have access to reproductive healthcare on this island, but that access will end at the border. Abortion is legal in the North under certain circumstances, but the threat of criminal prosecution to both doctors and women has ensured that abortion tends not to be provided, even in circumstances in which it should be legally accessible. We cannot sit back while women get on planes or buy pills alone on the internet. We cannot continue to expect women experiencing miscarriages, ectopic pregnancies, or fatal abnormality to wait in early pregnancy units, in maternity units, at home or at home for hours, days, weeks and even months. Because we, the women in the North, have our stories too. Abortion should be a matter between a woman and her doctor, not the British state, the Irish state and certainly not the police. That is why I ask you to support Motion 93 and 94 and oppose Motion 95. Thank you.
Good evening. It's Mr. Chairman Cabinet. Cumann Martin Meehan, Glen Gormley, Tushkart Belfaster, or otherwise known as God's Country. Okay. Just for clarity, I think some people are a bit confused. I'm disgusted, to be honest, to hear terms such as Northern Ireland and the country voted. I live in this city. My people fought in this city. This is the second city of Ireland. If you don't know that, you're in the wrong party. Acarja, Ruin, Noha, Akurig, Motion 95. I know I'm not very popular, okay? I do not think they... I have a script here, but I'm just going to wing it. I don't think they are contradictory, but I personally I'm a supportive of people availing of abortion. But as an Irish Republican, I believe we have to build a political mass, a broad-based political mass. What type of party are we that we will eliminate people who, for personal reasons, most likely they have lost a child during pregnancy or close after having labour? What type of party are we that we are going to say to them, go on, Mac, slána wailea? That is not the party or the movement I want to be in. I want to be an inclusive movement, a movement that builds together, a broad-based movement that ends British occupation in our country, that brings about national liberation, that restores democracy, comrades, not democracy, that stops at Dundalk. I want all the women of Ireland to be able to vote on abortion. And I ask you today to vote for Motion 95. That does not mean you cannot vote
for
Motion 93 or 94. Gormila Mayogart.
Thank you.
Dave McGuire, Dáil French Cumann Navan. My only aim in speaking today is to achieve maximum cohesion and unity within the movement across 32 counties. I'm speaking in favour of Motion 95. Some people are probably thinking that this member is from a Navan Cumann and County meeting, so logically he was a no campaign the last referendum. But no, I was neither in the no or the yes camp, but was on this side in the middle like most of the public. The referendum's now over and the public had their say through the ballot box, but people still have their strong beliefs. We even in Navan have already seen the fallout from this referendum, losing some great long-time hard-working activists, friends and comrades of mine who we would call on for issue canvases, postering, protests, election campaigns, etc., be it winter or summer. We will never replace these activists, and my huge fear is that another huge car crash is coming down the road where we lose more friends and activists, including elected reps, if we don't allow a freedom of conscience clause. Now, I know the argument will be made that abortion is a medical issue. So people will ask, does that mean that every time a medical policy has to change, some elected rep could use this clause to vote against it? The answer is a definite no. For me and for a lot of people, members and non-members that I've spoken to, abortion is solely a personal issue, last of the huge socially divisive issues that will arise in this country. So for any other issue, every elected rep in this party must and would adhere to WHIP. I'm an activist in Meath, and selfishly, the potential fallout from any future vote...
Okay, you need to wind it up.
...would have a huge impact locally first. Some members in other parts of the country are probably saying, well, we're better off without these members and elected
Thank
reps.
You.
We can't total the party line. But we all know that in areas across 32 counties, there's been considerable fallout from various levels, Cumann and Cora.
Okay, there are large number of speakers. We need to wind it up.
There is support for this motion, as shown by the 24 Cumann who put their name to it. Just one more point, please. Throughout the history of the Republican movement, unity and cohesion were essential in every major decision, be it ceasefire, the commission or policing. Strong leadership brought us through these various hurdles, and hopefully the National Officer Board
will
see a strong
leadership
required again to keep all our valuable friends and comrades within the movement. Please vote for motion.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Morgan Murphy, North Antrim, supporting motions 86 to 94, supporting women's rights. Acarja, this year has been a year of history for Ireland, for women and for Sinn Féin. This year we elected the first female MP for Tyrone. Belfast City Council elected the first female MP or a mayor, and we repealed the Eighth Amendment. The Irish never abandoned their mothers, their sisters and their daughters, and neither do Sinn Féin. But the women in the six counties are still being criminalised, abandoned and denied their rights. The DUP are against women's rights and standing with women. But let me make it clear, the DUP don't and never will speak for the majority of the people here in the North. Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil tell us that Sinn Féin isn't capable for government or to deliver women's rights. What I find very ironic is that the parties who claim that Sinn Féin isn't capable for government are the parties that were never capable for government themselves. Fine Gael have ignored the gender pay gap. They've signed women's death warrants with the cervical smear scandal, and they continue to deny the people of Ireland a free health service. Fine Gael have corrupted our country. They have let Irish women down. Fine Gael have never had a female leader because they don't fully trust women. If Fine Gael won't deliver a female Taoiseach, then I suggest they make way for a party that will. The DUP support criminalising women seeking abortions. They support denying our LGBT
community. Okay, you need to wind it up.
1 second. Supporting our LGBT community. But if the DUP won't implement equal marriage and women's rights, then I suggest we rejoin a country that will. Let's unite Ireland. Support motions 86 to 94. Shocky Arla.
Stefan de Londres O'Dolly as Michael Moran Cumann, newly reformed in Tuam Sinn Féin. I ask comrades here today to support motion 87. Countries work better on a basis of universal healthcare. No matter where I've been in the world, whether it's the Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka, the Kingdom of Thailand, or the absolute monarchy of the United Arab Emirates, where the employer pays for health insurance, otherwise you can't have a job in that state. So no border inflicted on the people in this island should not get access to an All-Ireland health service. Indeed, the HSE has many, many flaws, and indeed the NHS up here in the six counties. Our women, Minaw and Aherin, deserve a healthcare public system that is sensitive to and reflective of gender differences and diversity. So comrades, I implore you to pass this motion 87, sponsored by Tuam Sinn Féin, newly elected. We welcome you all to come down and help us build. We had the first ever TD in Lee Mellows, and there's a statue of him in Galway West constituency, but we need your help in Galway East. And Galway West have a great lady in Mairead Farrell, but she is not in our constituency, unfortunately, so any help would be great, and I implore you to vote for motions 89 to 2 to 92 also. Thank you very much.
John Brady, TD, Steeny Mulvey, Cumann, Kilvontown. Speaking in favour of motion 91, also in favour of motion 93, and against motion number 95. And I'm going to change the focus of the debate onto another very important issue. And it's to the shame of the 26 counties, because it has an appalling track record when it comes to supporting lone parents and their families. In fact, successive governments in the 26 counties have not only failed lone parents, but they have taken policy decisions that have made the life of those lone parents more difficult, and indeed of their children. Recent figures from the CSO survey on income and living conditions tells us that 26.2% of children and lone parent families are living in consistent poverty. Furthermore, a recent ERSI report shows that out of 11 EU states, 26 countries have the highest, the 26 counties has the highest persistent deprivation among lone parents. While there is no single measure that will tackle this consistent poverty rate on its own, it is well recognised that child maintenance has a key role to play. And research has shown that in the UK, there was a 30% reduction in the poverty gap as a result of child maintenance payments. It has also showed that child maintenance has a relatively large impact on reducing child poverty for those who receive it. And in January, Sinn Féin brought forward proposals for the establishment of a child maintenance service. It has been supported by many organisations such as Spark, National Women's Council of Ireland, Women's Aid, amongst others. Under this proposal, the service will be a free service available to lone parents and will assist them in a whole range of measures. It is time to end the practice of discrimination, of deprivation for lone parents families. It is time to use child maintenance payments to lift children and lone parent families out of consistent poverty.
Thank you.
I ask you to support motion 91. Gordon Margo.
Jack Britton from the Lahey Balmtra, Cumann and Donegal. The referendum is over. We need to move on. I support motion 93. I recognise the people have spoken, and I will, as a Sinn Féin member, I will support 93. That said, I want to separate 95 from 93. Freedom of conscience has been recognised since the dawn of civilization. Such freedoms were exercised in ancient Greek-Roman times by Aristotle and Plato in securing the very democracy we now here enjoy. Throughout the centuries, freedom of conscience has been the cornerstone of democracy and republican principles. In more recent times, we recognise the principled stance of Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and Archbishop Romero and their personal sacrifices. But we must look to the father of republicanism, Wolfe Tone, who enshrined the principles of freedom of conscience in his philosophies of human rights and religious freedoms. Many, many other Irish patriots also exercised their own individual conscience throughout the centuries. The martyrs of 81 in the H Block took such a stand for their right and the freedom of expression. To paraphrase Keir Nugent, I will wear no convict's uniform, nor meekly serve my time, and they paid the ultimate price. Freedom of conscience was endorsed as a human right by the United Nations General Assembly in December of 1948. Sinn Féin needs to use this Ardesh to heal and unite the party. We must allow freedom of conscience on this one issue only of abortion. I ask you, delegates, to support motion 95. Thank you.
Councillor Sean Conlon, delegate from the O'Hanlon, McMahon line of Cumann Monaghan Town, speaking in support of motions 93 and 94, endorsing 93 and 94, however, speaking in support of the motion 89, which is aligned to motion 45 from the Cumann Monaghan. I came across the phrase duty of candour when hearing of the shocking outcome of the publication of the hyponatremia inquiry in Belfast at the end of January this year, and reading further of the staggering reoccurrences within the health system across the island, where the reporting of a patient's misdiagnosis or mistreatment is secondary to preserving a clinician or an institution's reputation. At the February monthly meeting, I proposed the motion imploring Simon Harris to introduce a mandatory duty of candour for the purpose of enforcing a policy of open disclosure within the health service. His response, dated a few weeks later, the 20th of February, was not surprising and spoke resoundingly familiar with the stock answer, "I am having the issue raised and will get back to you shortly." As it soon came to pass with the cervical check travesty, the culture of circling the wagons continued unabated, and again we observe a minister failing to take decisive action. But this is nothing new. Ireland's institutions, agencies and departments have for too long maintained a poisonous relationship with transparency and accountability. This is evidenced on an all too regular and familiar basis, with the litany of transgressions over many years becoming a scroll of shame for successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments, particularly but not confined to citizen engagement with the health service. From the blood transfusion scandals in the mid-90s affecting thousands of women to more recent cervical check, the culture of cover-up and sweep under the carpet continues to prevail with
victims. You need to wind it up.
I'll finish with this. If only they had listened to the prescient observations of health spokesperson at the time, Caoimhín O'Caolán, my colleague in Monaghan, who led numerous challenges to the Fianna Fáil governments of 2007 and 8 on the floor of the Dáil about the outsourcing of cervical smear tests overseas, where in his remarks stated, "This action opens up a whole set of risks," and concluded in another debate, "I shudder to think of the consequences."
Thank you.
"Due to government incompetence, those consequences have cost lives and impacted the well-being of over 200 women. To finish, to thank
you." Need to bring your contribution to an end.
"Thank Vicky Phelan for your tenacity and courage to single-handedly holding Minister Harris to account, and to all those dealing with outcomes relating to misdiagnosis, and to thank Louise O'Reilly for publishing the bill this week in the Dáil." Thank you.
For my good.
Caroline Lynch, Meath Call of Cancer, in support of motion 93 and 94 against motion 95. Comrades, I ask for your compassion today for the comrades in County Meath. Tough day for us. Some of us are obviously of a different view to the motions that I'm supporting today, but I'd just like to say the following. I'd like to dedicate the Sinn Féin Repeal the 8th campaign to Comrade Joe Riley. Joe, Joe was campaign manager, and this was his last campaign. Only 5 days after the vote, we lost him. His priorities were clear: unity and equality. Joe was a feminist, a champion of women's rights, and a mentor of women in Sinn Féin and County Meath. I would not be here without him and a cup of tea that I had with him 20 years ago. We have lost our Martin McGuinness in this county, and we are sad, but Joe's focus continues. Joe disliked all forms of oppression and saw the Eighth Amendment as oppressing women and preventing them from making choices. Autonomy and equality is vital. The separation of the church and the state is fundamental to legislation being
put on
this
issue. Okay, you need to wind it up.
Joe was an inspiration, voting yes in a wheelchair. The last time we saw him, we brought tally figures to his house, and he was delighted to say that he had been part of the Yes campaign and that he would die happy seeing this progress. I ask you now to support motion 93 and 94, and
please
unite comrades and County Meath together. Thank you.
Martina Anderson, MEP, Martin McGuinness, Cumann Derry. The last time that I stood in front of an Ardagh to talk on this motion was 1995. I was released from prison for 2 days, and I came to the Ardagh to speak on behalf of a motion that was put forward by the women in McGabbery about reproductive rights. And I want to say to the comrade who spoke earlier, we have walked in your shoes. We have walked in your shoes year after year when this motion was rejected time and time again. There is absolutely no space for a conscience clause. This is a cop-out when it comes to standing up for the rights of women. Every aspect of reproductive capacities are commercialised. Acardja, it is with great relief that some of us now, as elected representatives, and I have never, as elected representative, articulated this position, but it is with a great relief now that we can stand here in front of you. And I can say, whatever this Ardagh, whatever it decides, I will stand by it as I have always done. Whatever this Ardagh decides, I will stand up for it as I have always done, and others must do the same. And I want
okay, to pay Martina, you need
a
wind it up.
Tribute to Lynn Borlan.
Okay,
for the
Martina,
t-shirts
you need
that
to wind
she
it up.
Has given us.
Thank
because
you.
Because the North is next.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. That brings our debate to an end, and we'll go on now to vote on the motions. And thank you for everybody that took part in that debate, and sorry that there were so many that weren't able to. And I would like us to go forward in the tone in which we have been going, in comradeship and unity, cohesion. Thank you. Okay, if everybody can make sure that they display their cards clearly whenever we're taking these votes. Make it easy for the tellers, and I'm hoping that nobody up there is displaying cards. I don't know how we'd see you. Okay, we're going to take emergency motion 2 first. So, emergency motion 2, if ever. In aye, Tasha Glacta. Motion 86, if ever. In aye. Tasha Glacta. Motion 87, if ever. In aye, Tasha Glacta. Motion 88, if ever. In aye, Tasha Glacta. Motion 89, if ever. In aye, Tasha Glacta. Motion 90, if ever. In aye, Tasha Glacta. Motion 91, if ever. In aye, Tasha Glacta. Motion 92, that's the amendment to the motion, has been agreed by the proposers. Therefore, the amended motion is what's been put to the floor. Motion 92, if ever. In aye, Tasha Glacta. Motion 93, Ivaver. In aye. Tasha Glacta. Motion 94, Ivaver. In aye. Tasha Glacta. Motion 95, Ivaver. And I. Tasha Glacta. Tasha Klishta. Okay. The motion therefore falls, and that brings to an end this section of the debate. Thank you for everybody who took part.